Hello, I'm Bruce Cameron and welcome to Come All Ye, folk music on 2MCE, your community FM station in the Central West. We have an interesting program, I hope, today for you. We'll start with a little memory from 1965, and if you've been to the movies recently, you might well have heard this song referenced.
Dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling as you stand to the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? Let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? After he took from you that they got it made. exchanging all precious gifts. But you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal. How does it feel? Ah, how does it feel to be on your own with no direction home, like a complete unknown?
Bob Dylan from 1965, Like a Rolling Stone, voted one of the best pop songs of all time. Of course, A Complete Unknown is the title of a recent movie, a biopic, if you will, not a documentary, as I keep telling people. It's a movie. It's not all necessarily true, but it certainly references Bob Dylan in various guises. Worth watching, I reckon. Like a Rolling Stone, from the album Highway 61 Revisited. And after 60 years or so, that's a song that's still being analysed and reanalysed and dissected, and questions still being asked. Are there references there to Muddy Waters, Robert Johnson? Who knows? Dylan just sits back in his mansion in Malibu counting his money.
There's a ghost in Sydney's opera house who sings in all the shows. The Red Crown tiaras sometimes tumble on their toes. The ghost, he was a rigger, and he'd sing up in the shell. We sank a fleet of schooners in the first and last hotel. And we'll sing, Paddy, sing, a song to rouse them all. You're the ghost of Sydney's opera house, take a curtain call. And when in Madame Butterfly, Joan reaches for high C, we'll whisper, rest your tonsils, love, and leave this one to me. When we built the opera house, the ginger beers had moan. How can we make this jigsaw fit gigantic blocks of stone? Says Paddy, dig, we'll jury rig. I learned it when a tar. He turned and drew the harness in the circles on the bar. We'll sing, Paddy, sing, a song to rouse them all. You're the ghost of Sydney's opera house, take a curtain call. When in Madame Butterfly, Joan reaches for high C, we'll whisper, rest your tonsils, love, and leave this one to me. We hoisted up the pieces, the jigsaw fitted well, but Paddy took a header and he tumbled down the well. We tried to drown our sorrows in a wagon load of beer. The more we drank, the more we knew Paddy was still here. We'll sing, Paddy, sing, a song to rouse them all. You're the ghost of Sydney's opera house, take a curtain call. When in Madame Butterfly, Joan reaches for high C, we'll whisper, rest your tonsils, love, and leave this one to me. Paddy was a rigger, now he's in the opera game. He got the nod in Tosca, the lead in La Boheme. You should have seen his pantaloons when he pranced straight through the door and led him in the chorus of Lucia di Lammermoor. We'll sing, Paddy, sing, a song to rouse them all. You're the ghost of Sydney's opera house, take a curtain call. And when in Madame Butterfly, Joan reaches for high C, we'll whisper, rest your tonsils, love, and leave this one to me. Now his voice, it carries sweetly through the grandeur of the dome. Since I helped to build a place, I'll take it for me home. His voice, it carries sweetly through the beauty of the shell. Mine'll be a schooner in the first and last hotel. I will sing, Paddy, sing, song to rouse them all. You're the ghost of Sydney's Opera House, take a curtain call. When in Madam Butterfly, Joan reaches for high C, we'll whisper, rest your tonsils, love, and leave this one to me.
Dennis Kevins and a Sydney bush band called Vinegar Hill, recorded a long time ago. Dennis no longer around, living on in that song, The Ghost of Sydney Opera House. And apparently there was a rigger who died on site, and his ashes were mixed in with some concrete on site. True. Oh, and there's some rhyming slang in there. He refers to the ginger beers, and that was rhyming slang for engineers, not anything else that you might think. I'll take a tune now, tune slash song, called Angeline the Baker. This is Sarah Gray, John Dildine, Howie Mitchell, Lynn Hickerson, Joe Hickerson, recorded a long time ago for the Folk Legacy label and re-released a long time later on Smithsonian Folkways. Folk Legacy Records was founded by Sandy Payton, and fortunately their catalogue was bequeathed or whatever to the Smithsonian Folkways. So because it's so wonderful, I'll play two. First one, Angeline the Baker, as I said. Then a set of tunes by Skip Gorman. The only time I've played Skip Gorman's music on this program has been on an album of cowboy songs by Skip Gorman and his Waddy pals. Well, this is Skip playing fiddle with Reel de Poteau Blanc, which I guess means the reel of the white post, maybe. Then The Woodchopper, which is a good tune, The Golden Wedding, and The Green Meadows Reel.
Thank you.
They're good tunes. From Skip Gorman, playing fiddle there, of course. We heard The Reel de Poteau Blanc, The Woodchopper, The Golden Wedding, and The Green Meadows Reel. Before that, Angeline the Baker, which isn't exactly a deep and meaningful song, but it's fun to play as a tune. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. I'm Bruce Cameron. I'll play an interesting song by James Caan, not the actor, not C-A-A-N, Caan. This fellow spells his surname K-A-H-N. interesting backstory from him. He was a medical specialist and decided that there were other fish he could fry. So he started writing they call them novelizations of movies. He novelized Poltergeist, then Return of the Jedi, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. So he was pretty active with that. Worked mostly on television, Star Trek, Next Generation. Then decided, music's more fun. So he started writing songs that make you think.
Hey, there you are.
Sing it!
Hi.
Fare thee well, my only, across the ocean wide. I'll see you some other day on the other side.
The pub cut its hours, they let some of us go. I fear the good times will come no more. And the landlord, he booted me out, don't you know? Yes, I miss the old days like they once were before. I went looking for work, was no work to be had. I fear the good times will come no more. Tried busking and begging, they said, sorry, lad. Yes, I miss the old days like they once were before. Fare thee well, my only, across the ocean wide. I'll see you some other day on the other side. Got lucky and hired on a fisherman's crew. I fear the good times will come no more. Rose early, home late, and we hoisted a few. Yes, I miss the old days like they once were before. Fare thee well, my only, across the ocean wide. I'll see you some other day on the other side. The first mate was a woman with a fine weather eye. I fear the good times will come no more. When she hoisted the anchor, it made me heart fly. Yes, I miss the old days like they once were before. My feelings for her, they was futile to hide. I fear the good times will come no more. And I wished that first mate might become my first bride. Yes, I miss the old days like they once were before. But one day I was late, and they sailed without me. I fear the good times will come no more. I got pitiful drunk on Long Island iced tea. Yes, I miss the old days like they once were before. Fare thee well, my only, across the ocean wide. I'll see you some other day on the other side.
Stowed away on a ship in a half-empty crate. I fear the good times will come no more. With a quarter-baked plan to bring home my first mate. Yes, I miss the old days like they once were before. I got stuck in a Taijima opium den. I fear the good times will come no more. The pallets I swabbed for a few lousy yen. Yes, I miss the old days like they once were before. Fare thee well, my only, across the ocean wide. I'll see you some other day on the other side.
Some days I look windward as I wade in the tide. I fear the good times will come no more. I long for my mate, I gave up on my pride. Yes, I miss the old days like they once were before. And some nights by moonlight, I lay me down there. I fear the good times will come no more.
And mayhap the waves take me, I know not where. Yes, I miss the old days like they once were before. Fare thee well, my only, across the ocean wide. I'll see you some other day on the other sea. Some other day on the other sea. Some other day on the other sea. Some other day.
From the album By the Rising of the Sea, that's singer-composer James Kahn on the other side. I'm going to introduce you to the featured album now. Featured album, meet listener. Listener, meet featured album. There you go. It's called When All Is Still, and it comes to us from Rachel McShane and the Cartographers. Rachel McShane is a singer, cellist, fiddle and viola player from the northeast of England. She used to be in Bellowhead, which was a pretty well-known English folk group, very lively. And on this album, she is joined by Julian Sutton, who's a melodeon player, pretty well-known, and a guitarist named Matthew Ord, who more recently joined the trio, replacing Ian Stevenson, who went on to do other things. They're the Cartographers, two of them. And Rachel McShane does most of the singing. I was reading a review of this album so I could pretend I knew what I was talking about. And I like the way it was described. This first, the reviewer, whose name is Thomas Blake, described this first track we're going to hear. It's called The Mole Catcher. It's a traditional song. The opening track, The Mole Catcher, is the jaunty story of the perils of infidelity, sung with sprightly coquettishness by McShane. Less widely sung these days than perhaps it should be. McShane puts that right with a version that includes her own arrangement and a lovely waltz by Sutton. So, from the featured album, When All Is Still, Rachel McShane and the Cartographers, The Mole Catcher.
In Old Tawny Common there's a pub and a cow, and there lives a mole catcher, and I'll tell you how. Well, he goes a mole catching from morning till night, while the jolly young farmer goes playing with his wife, singing ho, 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 all day and all night, singing ho, 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 till the moon it shone bright. Well, the mole catcher, jealous of the very same thing, so he hid in the alehouse and watched him come in. And when that young farmer jumped over the stile, well, it caused the mole catcher to laugh and to smile, singing ho, 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 all day and all night, singing ho, 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 till the moon it shone bright. He knocked at the door, he clapped his hands and he laughed. what I've caught in my life. And I'll make you pay well for ploughing my ground. And the money it shall be no less than £10. Singing ho, 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 all day and all night. Singing ho, 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 till the moon it shone bright. The farmer, the money I don't mind, for it only works out about tuppence a time. So come all you young farmers and mind where you're at. Don't you ever get caught in a mole catcher's trap. Sing it ho, 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 all day and all night. Sing it ho, 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 till the moon is shone bright. Sing it ho, 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 all day.
The Mole Catcher, Rachel McShane singing with sprightly coquettishness, according to one reviewer. Traditional song, most of the songs on the album are traditional, but they all have a slightly different twist to them. That one including a bit of a waltz there at the end. And it's a nice album. I hope you're going to enjoy the tracks we'll hear together. It's called When All Is Still, Rachel McShane and the Cartographers. This is a group called Blue Murder, but it's made up of a lot of members of the Watersons and the Voice Squad. One album only they released, as far as I know. We're going to hear No One Stands Alone, which is the title track, Blue Murder.
Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the great unknown. Take my hand, let me stand where no one stands. Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low, in the darkness as black as could be, and my heart felt alone, and I cried, oh Lord, don't turn your face from me. Hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the great unknown. Take my hand, let me stand where no one stands. Like a king I may live in a palace so tall, with great riches to call my own. But I don't know a thing in this whole wide world. hold my hand all the way, every hour, every day, from here to the grave. Take my hand, let me stand. Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low, in the darkness as black as could be, and my heart felt alone, and I cried, oh Lord, don't turn your face from me.
Stands Alone. Blue Murder is the name of the group. Strong song. Good one. I was preparing this week's program when yet another CD arrived from John McCutcheon. I think it's his 45th most prolific recorder. And on it, I'm just looking through the track titles, and there's one called Peter Norman. McCutcheon often writes songs about people, individuals, members of his family, friends, all that sort of stuff. But Peter Norman, I thought, well, the only Peter Norman I've ever heard of was the Australian runner, Australian athlete, who inadvertently made a name for himself by running second in the 1968 Olympics, 200 metres, I think it might have been, when the two athletes, Tommy Smith and Carlos, I've forgotten his name, John Carlos, sorry, John. Tommy Smith and John Carlos, they performed something very close to a Black Power salute, which they didn't think was a play, or they said wasn't a Black Power salute, it was a human rights salute. Peter Norman, standing there on the podium, didn't do a salute, but he was wearing a badge from the Olympic Project for Human Rights, which was against the direction of the Olympic Federation people. These other two guys, while the American anthem is being played, both had their fists raised and they were wearing black gloves. Anyway, Peter Norman wasn't very popular as a result of that, just being there. And I'll leave it up to John McCutcheon now. He writes, in October 2018, my local paper, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, carried a huge front-page reproduction of probably the most iconic photograph in US sports history. Tommy Smith and John Carlos at the 1968 Olympics, fists raised on the medal stand. Turns out it was the 50th anniversary of that event, and Smith lives just a couple of miles from John McCutcheon's home in Smoke Rise, Georgia. And for the first time, writes McCutcheon, I noticed there's a third guy in this photo. I wonder who he is. Well, here's what McCutcheon wrote.
the third man on the platform all those years ago. Two black fists thrust high into the skies of Mexico. The one who crossed the finish line one step ahead of the third. Who stood in solidarity, whose name you never heard. It was Martin and then Bobby, then the cities rose in flames. The Tlatelolco killings put a taint on the games. Would they stand by and be silent? Would they boycott? Would they run? Tommy Smith and young John Carlos knew something must be done. Some will run in circles just to end up where they start. Some it is a relay where each must do their part. And to others it's a marathon, a long and lonely race. But in the battle between right and wrong, there is no second place. The 200 meter finals, oh, they clearly were the best, till the runner in lane five put them to the test. Peter Norman from Australia came up late on the outside, took the silver medal, beating Carlos by a stride. Smith and Carlos told him what it was that they had planned, the action they intended there upon the medal stand. So he put upon his jersey their badge of human rights. Side by side they took their place in history that night. For some will run in circles just to end up where they start. To some it is a relay where each must do their part. And to others, it's a marathon, a long and lonely race. The battle between right and wrong, there is no second place. Here's to all the ones who extend the outstretched hand, who speak out in the silence, who proudly rise and stand. For the ones who face the fire, for the ones with most to lose, may they never be forgot, may we praise the path they choose. Here's to Peter Norman, an Aussie through and through, the third man in the photograph, the one you never knew, the one who dearly paid the price and never once looked back, the brave Olympic champion on both sides of the track. For some will run in circles just to end up where they start. Some it is a relay where each must do their part. And to others it's a marathon, a long and lonely race. But in the battle between right and wrong, there is no second place.
Story of Peter Norman by John McCutcheon, and that turns up on John McCutcheon's 45th album called Field of Stars, just released, and it'll be the featured album in a future program, I'm sure. You might even hear that same song again, because I think it's very good. When are the next Olympics, I wonder? Set of tunes now. This is Aaron O'Hagan, Elon Piper from Belfast. Also from Belfast, Luke Ward playing Bouzouki from the album From the Devil's Punch Bowl, The Miller of Drone, and Garrett Barry's.
Mm-hmm. Linda filmamenet, į daug ar trūdį Lietuvos TV. Man regis, tai geresnis kino menas, už tą kuršo ir tankis tai keturi. Tai kas, kad veiksmas vyko Žemaitijoj, visi mes Nemuno šalies vaikai. Kai prašė žemkalnis ponų vergijoj, kovojom, kad būtų geresni laikai. Po tolimiausius krašto sodžius, visur žaibų legendo šneko sklinda. Vieto lygin žodžiai Žemaičių Robin Hudo Tado Blindos. Jis buvo kresnas tikras kaimo vaikas, manau gan vykusiai vaidino Tomkus. Raspainininkų vadu lik mirčiai laikė, ji ne tik tai ponai išlėktos, bet ir daugas. Ir tam, kuris visas vildis prarado, kursai pakilo prieš kitų galybę, vienintelė paguoda būgį stadų. Po tolimiausius krašto sodžius, visur žaibų legendo šneko sklinda. Vykovas vieto lygin žodžiai Žemaičių Robin Hudo Tado Blindos. Kur skiriamus daugiau kaip šimtas metų, sakmė tėvų vaikams persakoma. Dainuoju ją ir aš, nes patys matau, gyvenimas tai amžina kova. Todėl kas kels prieš neteisybę ranką, Belindos asmenį paguodą mato. Blaivių prautų sau išeitį suranda, kiekvienai kartai reikia savo tado. Po tolimiausius krašto sodžius, visur žaibų legendo šneko sklinda. Į kovą svieto lygin žodžiai Žemaičių Robin Hudo, Žemaičių Robin Hudo, Žemaičių Robin Hudo, Tado Blindos.
Did you get just a little hint there right at the end, the name of that song? Žemaičių Robin Hudo, a song from Latvia about Robin Hood. Žemaičių Robin Hudo, sung there by someone whose nickname is Simas. Well, I don't think I've ever heard that before. The album is almost inaccessible. I mean, musically inaccessible. But that one I thought was worthy of a spin on Come All Ye.
So pack up your sisters, consider no longer, for $10 a week isn't very bad pay. With no taxes or tithes to devour up your wages, when you run the green fields of America. Farewell to the groves of shillelagh and shamrock. Farewell to the wee girls of Ireland all round. May your hearts be as merry as ever I could wish for, when it's far away across the ocean I'm bound. Well, me father is old to leave their own country. It grieves their hearts sore, and the tears down their cheeks in great drops are rolling, to think they must stay upon the foreign shore. The sheep run unsheared, and the lambs are under rushes. The handyman's gone, and the winder of creams. Away across the ocean go journey. Tailors and fiddlers that flaked out the Iron Mountain rails. Ah, but I mind the day when all Ireland was flourishing, and when lots of hard tradesmen did work for good pay.
The group Janta recorded a long time ago, a track called The Green Fields of Canada, but it's fairly obviously better known as The Green Fields of America. Cara Dillon and Mary Dillon were in that band at the time. I think we were listening there to Mary Dillon. 1993 album, great Northern Irish band, was Janta. And from Asturias, quite a while ago, this is Phil Payu.
Ay, Pirín, cásate conmigo, que mi padre va a darme bandote. Tengo yo muchas caserías, todos los tengo yo en el cocorote. De que eso mío, oye de mío, eso mío acá, oye de mío pa. Mira qué suerte vas a tener cuando me lleves a mí de mujer.
Tengo una buena cacería, mesmamente mitad de pelora, con unas cuantas tierriquines que les tengo pinín de memoria. Tengo el ting, que todo el año me da perejil, y un mazanal, que les mazanas me valen a real.
Casándome mi opa, dame una cama que lleve madera, eso de falta en los yargueros y dos patas para la cabecera. También me da un colchantín que en un tenyana en un cuello en clín, y pa' con él un cabezal, fechu de paya roban un payar.
De maíz, aves y patates, cuello al año 2000 de la vida, pero todos los cuellos han de echar cuando cuando me llamen los nuestros vecinos. Y la cubil, tengo también una marrana que 100 años tiene. Tengo un cochín, pa' que luce vende el señor Pachín.
The voice of Igor Medio and Carlos Redondo, both no longer with us, unfortunately, from the band Felpayu, Vekya Samyo. The 30th of January 2025 would have been Igor's 53rd birthday, but it wasn't because he left us some years ago in a car accident, which was very tragic, as did Carlos. Moving on, this is another track from the featured album. I've played this one before on the program. I think it's the only one from the album that I have played. It's called Plowman Lads. And the featured album, I remind you, is called When All Is Still by Rachel McShane and the Cartographers.
Singing laddie, I am sing laddie, oh.
They're All The Go. From the featured album, When All Is Still, Rachel McShane and the Cartographers. Well-arranged songs. Haven't played an instrumental from that album yet. I think I might do that right now. Two tunes, Waltzing at Giggleswick and the Ginger Cat Monster. Not traditional tunes.
Thank you.
Waltzing at Giggleswick and the Ginger Cat Monster. Two tunes from the featured album. First one, the waltz written by Rachel McShane, and The Problem with the Cat, composed by the melodeon player Julian Sutton. We'll have time, I think, for at least one more track from that album before we close up shop. Right now, we'll hear Alistair Hewlett. And I noticed, quite coincidentally and not morbidly, that the 28th of January was the anniversary of Alistair's death. He died in 2010. And from his, I think, final album called Riches and Rags, his version of a traditional song called The Fair Flower of Northumberland.
And said, oh, but your love, it was easy 21 to gang with a Scotsman when you're barely 16. I and me man the fool run off from my man. But when she heed in, her mother did smile and said, oh, love, it was easy one, but you know the fast that your Scots have beguiled. And you're welcome back home to your land. And ye winnie wine breed, and ye winnie wine wine. Oh, but your love, it was easy one. And ye winnie wine cellar to buy a man me. And ye ride a fair fool on Northumberland.
I pray thee tell to me, for when the night will get so dark, I'll come and visit thee.
Oh, my father locks the door, my mother keeps a key, and only such a wily witch would ever get into me.
But the clerk, he had a true brother, and a wily witch was he. And he has made a long ladder with 30 steps and three. He's made a creeper and a creel, a creel but and a pin. Chimney top to let the bonny lad in.
Now I wish she was wide awake, the lady was the hour. Said this old wife, I think there's someone in her daughter's bower.
Well, the old man, he got out of bed to see if the thing was true, but she has taken the bonny clock and covered him all with blue. Tied your silly old wife and he'll then pay you tea, for she is a muckle book in her arms and prays for you and me.
Well, the wife again got out of bed to see if the thing was true, when something took the old wife's hook and in the creel she flew. He's made a creeper and a creel boat and a pin, and he's away to the chimney top to let the bonny lad in. He's made a creeper and a creel. Chimney top to let the bonny lad in.
Who sat at the chimney top and found the creel was full. He wrapped the rope around himself and fast to him he drew.
Oh help, oh hinny help, oh help, oh hinny do. The man that you had wished me at, he's pulling me up the flue.
Oh, if the foul thief's got you, then he may keep his head. So all of this long winter night, you'll never come back to bed.
Oh, the blue, the bonny blue, I wish him here to well. With a jealous old like it's a good
catch in the creel.
He's made a creeper and a creel, a creel boot and a pin, and he's away to the chimney top to let the bonny lad in.
He's made a creeper and a creel boot and a pin, and he's away to the chimney top to let the bonny lad in.
Thank you.
the keychin, the creel. Well, you know what a creel is, the basket sort of thing. But do you know what a keech is in that context? I certainly didn't. I believe it's a Middle English word meaning a lump of congealed fat, the fat of a slaughtered animal rolled up into a lump. So, traditional song from a duo called Megson, husband and wife Stu and Debbie Hanna, English couple, and the album Contradiction, CONTRADICSUN, Contradiction. Megson, you'll be pleased to know, take their duo name from a dead dog. They were going to call themselves Ghost of Meg, but their friends told them it would make them sound like some sort of death metal band, so they opted for Megson instead. Debbie used to have a pet dog called Meg when she was younger. See, things you learn on this program, isn't it good? This is Come All Ye, time for a Civil War song from Mick McCauley and Dave Curley, performing as the Cranua Collective.
My name is James McFadden, and I hail from Knocknacree. It's a town lives up the mountain, looks out on the sea. I crossed the briny ocean, my fortune to attend, and it's in Virginia now I stand as one of Lincoln's men.
They call me Johnny Irish, but McFadden is my name. I'm also in this battle where I have no stake nor claim. I followed out my brother, but he's nowhere to be found. It's with the rebel army I'm hunkered to the ground. So far now from our home across the sea,
it's bullets for the dreamers who sail for liberty. So sharpen up your saber, it's war for you and me. My dearest little brother, it's with sadness that I write, 'cause word came through our lines today that it's you I have to fight. That you're in the rebel army in the hollow round that hill, that you signed up for the infantry, that they trained you up to kill.
Well, James, I hate to tell you that what you say is true. I got caught up in this game of war for bread and a pair of shoes. How cruel it is to find ourselves so far from our little strand, and all that lies between us, a stretch of misty land. So far now from our home across the sea, this was never meant to be.
It's bullets for the dreamers who sailed for liberty. So sharpen up your saber, it's war for you and me. I'm sad to have to tell you, I got word that mother died. She was broken-hearted when she heard of us on different sides. I remember you, her favourite, getting dandled on her knee. What I wouldn't give for just one night back home in Knocknacree.
Oh, Donald, talk ahead today, you remember him from home. He'd land in August sunshine, our top meadow for to mow. 'Twas a different blade swung by his side as he fell toward the ground. I held him as he left this world, as if he was my own. So far now from our home across the sea, war like this was never meant to be.
It's bullets for the dreamers who sail for liberty. So sharpen up your saber, sir, it's war for you and me. If God don't smile upon me, if chance don't run my way, should the battle choose my body to throw upon the clay, tell Father that I love him too seldom that we do. I likewise tell my sweetheart I fought bravely just like you. It's bullets for the dreamers, so says the Gatling gun. It's blood that pays for victory, that's how war is won. It's bullets for the dreamers who sail for liberty. So sharpen up your saber, sir, it's war for you and me.
Wants a greenback dollar, then I'll be happy. That was the McRae Sisters from their album called Old Sledge. Before that, Mick McCauley and Dave Curley and a Civil War song. Next on Come All Ye, we will hear two tracks that have a similarity. Musically, that is, not in content. First one I've played quite often over the years. It's called Willie's Lady, sung by the Sydney trio that was called Triantan.
King Willie, he's gone over the raging foam. He's wooed a wife and he's brought her home. And he has wooed her all for a long gold hair. His mother's wrought them a mighty care. And with these spells she's laid on her. And though she has been with child for long and many's the year, yet no child will she ever bear. And in her power she lies in pain. And King Willie, he stands all at her bedhead, and down his cheeks the salt and tears do run. So King Willie, he has to his mother run, and he's gone there as a begging son. He says, me true love has this wondrous deed, the likes of which you have never seen. On every part of this horse's mane is hanging 50 his silver bells and 10 is hanging 50 bells and 10. This goodly gift shall be your own, if back to me on true love you'll turn again, that she might bear her babe. Baby son, this child she will never lie to be, nor from sickness will she e'er be free. But she will die and she will turn to clay, and you will wed with another maid. And sign says this weary man is back to his own true love. He's gone again, I wish his life was at an end. So King Willie, he has back to his mother run, and he's gone there as a begging son. He says, me true love has this golden girdle decked with jewels all around the middle. On every part of this girdle's hem is hanging 50 his silver bells, and 10 is hanging 50 bells and 10. This goodly gift shall be your own, if back to me on true love you'll turn again, that she might bear her baby son. This child she will never lie to be, nor from sickness will she e'er be free. But she will die and she will turn to clay, and you will wed with another maid. And sign says this weary man is back to his own true love. He's gone again, wish me life was at an end. And then up spake his noble queen, and she has told King Willie of a plan where she might bear her baby son. She says, now you must get you down to the marketplace, and you must buy you a loaf of wax. And you must shape it as a child it is to nurse, and you must make two eyes of glass. And ask your mother to the christening day, and you must stand all close by as you can, that you might hear what she do say. So King Willie, he's gone down to the marketplace, and he has bought him a loaf of wax. And he has shaped it as a child it is to nurse, and he has made two eyes of glass. He's asked his mother to the christening day, and he has stood all close by as he could, that he might hear what she do say. And how she spat, and how she swore. She seen the child where no child could be before. She seen the babe where there was none before. And who was it who took out the 9 witch knots, braided in amongst this lady's locks? And who was it who took out the combs of care, braided in amongst this lady's hair? And who was it the master kid did slay, that ran and slept all beneath this lady's bed, that ran and slept all beneath her bed? And who was it and laced her left shoe? And who was it who has let her lie to be, that she might bear her baby son? And it was Willie who took out the 9 witch knots, braided in amongst this lady's locks. And it was Willie who took out the combs of care, braided in amongst this lady's hair. And it was Willie the master kid to slay. And it was Willie who unlaced her left shoe, and he has let her lie to be. And she has borne a baby son. And many great were the blessings them upon, and great were the blessings them upon. And she has borne her baby son. And many and great were the blessings them upon, and great were the blessings them upon.
Evji tralaura gitomadonla evji tralaura gitomar evji tralaura gitomar her blonker blonker shopinat longla her blonker blonker shopinat Argit och kräpigt borde vet någon dag. Argit och kräpigt borde vet. Argit och kräpigt borde vet. Aga med kräpigt bokarett någon dag. Aga med kräpigt bokarett. Kaum pepini ehini long la kaum pepini ehini kaum pepini ehini pokita zen kaut jalusi long la pokita zen kaut jalusi lai dai di dai dam da da dam kam dai da dai lai dam da da dam ta da da dam kam dai da da ma dam dai di lai dam kam dai dam lai dai One cake for three me, the rouge non la, one cake for three me, the rouge, one cake for three me, the rouge, then vision bem de she canet on la, then vision bem de she canet. La rewardine one boutonner, non la, la rewardine one boutonner. La rewardine one boutonner, allons de juste mère et terre, l'on l'a, allons de juste mère et terre. Et j'y serai l'aura, j'y tomade, on l'a, et j'y serai l'aura, j'y tomade, et j'y serai l'aura, j'y tomade, her blanc, her blanc, her chopinade, l'on l'a, her blanc, her chopinade.
Well, sort of a similarity in tune, but very different type of song. First one, Willie's Lady, sung with considerable energy by the trio Triantan, Judy Pinder, Miguel Heatwall, and Anthony Woolcott from Sydney. And that one we just heard was called the Cider Song, or Evshistratalau, a Breton song, traditional tune, which was used for lots of different songs. And the words were written in Brittany somewhere in the late 1920s. And singing it, Kevin Conniff from the Chieftains. I think he recorded it with the Chieftains as well, the Cider Song. Now, one more from the featured album. This is called Green Broom. A sort of a big ending to this one. It's got a brass section that indicated Rachel McShane invited some of her old pals from Bellowhead days to come and join them on the album. So the last track from the featured album called When All Is Still, Rachel McShane and the Cartographers. This is Green Broom.
A cutting down broom, green broom. He had a son, his name it was John, and he laid in his bed until noon, bright noon, laid in his bed until noon. So the old man, he rose and up to his son goes, and he swore he'd set fire to his room, if he would not arise and unbutton his eyes and away to the woods for green broom, green broom, away to the woods for green. Sharpen his knives and he went to the woods cutting broom, green broom, to market and fair, and he cried everywhere, oh fair maids, do you want any broom, green broom, maids, do you want any broom? And a lady sat up at her window so high, she heard Johnny crying, green broom, green broom. She rang for her maid and unto her she said, oh go fetch me that lad that cries broom, green broom, fetch me that lad that cries broom. into this lady's fine house, and he entered this lady's fine room, her room. Oh, Johnny, she said, will you come to bed? Will you marry a lady in bloom, full bloom? Marry a lady in bloom. So John gave his consent, and to church they both went. He married this lady in bloom, full bloom. He blessed the day that he travelled that way, and they stay in their bed until noon, bright noon. Stay in their bed until noon.
Green Broom, from the featured album, Rachel McShane and the Cartographers, English singers and musicians, and a strong element of bellowhead in that last one. And that's about it, folks, from Come All Ye today. I hope you've survived the program well, and that you'll come back and join us next time for another program of folk music on 2MCE. I'll leave you with some music from Scotland. This is the title track from a good album called Hamletang by a fiddle ensemble called Fiddler's Bid. Bye now. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.